You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot. We're here with you. You're here with us.
The building.
All right. So what's happening? What's happening with everybody?
What's crack-a-lackin'? Let's get a roll call. Bahamas. It's in the building. Dallas, Texas. In the building.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you. Cambodia in the building.
Chi-Town. Mount Vernon.
Thank you. Thank you for joining.
Oh, Mount Vernon, Ohio. Okay. All right. I like that too. Yeah.
Y'all cool too.
Y'all cool too.
Y'all cool.
New Haven. All right. Savannah. Pittsburgh. Norfolk. Man, Tampa.
Thank you. Thank you. So, how was your weekend?
Oh, weekend was quiet. Wifey was on vacation.
Right.
Tossing up, doing the town up, showing all kind of pictures and busting down bottles of champagne.
She was living.
Living the life and all that shit.
That made me realize, like, you had a problem.
Yeah.
That made me realize.
Just sitting home eating a bag of chips, like.
Off his stomach.
Off my, literally. Go, you go, girl, you go. You know, a lot of games on. You know, me and Eli watched some games and I had a good time. How about yourself?
I went to Boston for the weekend.
Boston.
It's cool. It's cool. Boston's a really, really nice city.
Yeah, you should have got tickets to the game.
They had a game out there?
Okay. Yesterday.
No.
1 o'clock.
Got home too early for that.
Nah, you should have got tickets to the game. You're a loser.
Nah, it was nice out there, though. It's a really, really nice city. Like, it looked like every single building was brand new. And that's weird. But at the same time, there wasn't like no traffic in the city. So that tells me, as you know, I'd be watching these real estate shows.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That tells me that a lot of these buildings aren't to capacity. Like there's a lot of buildings going up, but there's not a lot of people buying.
Well, that's happening in every city in New York. I mean, around the country, not New York, around the country, because you know, the housing situation is. It's tough. It's amazing. They can fill all of these homes with beautiful people, and it'd be people all over the street.
Yeah, and like I said, I guess like the developers are losing a lot of money because like you're putting hundreds of millions of dollars into these buildings and nobody is.
Yes. Purchasing. Yes.
Or this is my theory too. They are willingly becoming real estate like tax shelters because I don't know about anywhere else or other states, but I know New York, if you buy like $10 million apartment, you don't have to disclose who you are. So a lot of people from overseas and China
are probably buying that up.
Are buying it up just for like tax shelter and purposes and stuff like that.
Yep. Or there can also be the long game. Like you understand you're purchasing this now, but it's actually for future profits. But your money got to be long.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to pay the taxes and all the things on it until it does occupy, because it's an ebb and flow market wherever we go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's some ups and downs. And right now, if this is not the time to buy, soon there will be.
Yeah.
And then you're to capacity.
Yeah. But I didn't stay long enough to you know, because all my friends are like, Boston's racist. It's nice as hell, but it's racist. I didn't stay long enough for none of that.
Well,
but I got some really good eats.
The beautiful thing about that is not the beautiful thing. It's racist everywhere.
True.
Why do people say that?
True.
This city is more. They're all racist cities, but they're all pockets of, you know, good people who are just there. So what'd you eat?
Tacos.
You nigga, you better say you drank green juice and had celery.
Nah. I had some Mexican food.
Ooh, okay.
I had some soul food that was a little.
Boston soul.
What else I had? I went to the bar. Hey, it was cool. It was nice.
Nice.
So, real quick, before we get started, May 4th, this Wednesday, we're going to have our free training, our free small business training. Don't forget to sign up in the description below or text the word business to 917-810-3077.
That's right. That starts this Wednesday at 8 p.m., and remember, we're going to start out slow, and this is for you guys. This is for you guys who've been on the fence for a very long time, who want to start a business, who just need some answers to some questions, and we're going to provide that for you on a weekly basis. And it'll be a call, and it'll be a back and forth. We'll have the chat open where you can ask questions, and if we can't provide the answer right away, we will get back to you because... as a part of the Urban X Nation, you know, we do a lot of things here, and business is one of the things that we're into, but not extreme. You know, this is for beginners. This is for those who are trying to get their train on the track.
Yes. And if you signed up, you got the emails and stuff, you got access to the private Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, don't worry. We're going to be filming on Zoom as well. We're going to be streaming via Zoom as well.
And where are we going to keep the Zoom?
The recording?
Yeah.
On the website.
On our website?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Yes.
So if you don't have Facebook, you can always go into our website and get the archived recordings.
Yes. All right?
Yes.
So let's get started.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now... it has been a slow week, news week. We almost didn't do the show.
Yeah.
We almost didn't do the show.
We was like, listen.
This is nothing happening.
You niggas are not being niggas.
Yeah, and as you know, that is bad for business. But one story that came across our line, especially actually in our membership community tab, shouts out to you guys. There was a whistleblower who helped the feds into an investigation into a Deutsche Bank. And Trump was found dead at an L.A. high school campus by the cleaner. And he was actually missing for like a year and some change.
What?
Yes. And then the cops say that his death, they don't see any wrongdoing, any foul play. They just say he might have been homeless and then he has just died.
So a whistleblower.
Yes.
Prominent.
Yes.
all the way up providing intel on on Donald Trump.
Yes.
Which means he must have, see, listen, when you think whistleblower, that means you have access to information. And if you have access to information, that means you're moving in circles, which this information is going back and forth, or you're a hacker, you know what I'm saying, of some sort that can tap into databases. Does that sound like a homeless person?
Yeah, and well, they said because he was homeless, they say he was homeless for that year and died, right? That's what the speculation is.
And he was in a high school and they didn't smell his body?
He was on the campus somewhere and died.
Okay.
I mean, that's how they found him on the campus. I don't know if he was on the campus while he was homeless. They found him there.
And he had been missing for a year.
Yeah.
Does that even sound right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so, I'm thinking out loud in my head movies, trying to make this make sense. He was missing for a year. They said he probably was homeless. Mm-hmm. He winds up on a high school campus.
Yes, and I'm going to read some of this
Please
article.
Read.
So the guy's name is Valentin Brookschmidt, okay? And apparently he was a film producer and a self-proclaimed, quote-unquote, comically terrible spy who had reportedly struggled with drugs. And he also provided documents to the with the FBI regarding that bank and regarding Trump as well. That's why he was a government informant. So obviously people hear government informant turn up dead.
Somebody just made a good point. Homeless is a great place to hide out.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it's also a great, especially if you're missing for a year, right? Especially if you're missing for a year and we get you missing for a year and say like, oh, he's probably homeless. Like nothing.
No, happened. That's a great hideout. But you have to be equipped.
Yeah.
Like that homeless life is different, bro.
Yeah, I'm not built.
If I ain't got a Starbucks coffee, I'm liable to pass out. Homeless. Like we going in the tunnels and we gonna build a tent.
Yeah.
And we gonna live down there in the tent. We ain't gonna shower, we ain't gonna none of that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go make up with my wife. I'm sorry, guys. Let the government come get me. Shit. At least come get me while I'm eating a sandwich or something. No, but that is a different kind of life. However, if you find yourself scared for your life because you know the type of people you deal with, then I can see that happening. A lot of them homeless people got a ton of money, too.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Hell yeah. They be finding them because a lot of them have mental issues.
Oh, okay.
They ain't tapping to find them. Okay. They got $600,000 in the bank.
Okay.
You know, so he probably had some money stashed and felt the easiest way to disappear was be in plain sight.
Also, this is a guy who tweeted. He said, my friend Val Brookschmidt was found dead today. He was 46. He supplied me and other journalists with the Deutsche Bank documents that highlighted the bank's deep Russia connections. I'm very sad. I don't suspect foul play. He struggled with drugs on and off. Waiting for further info. So
okay, well, struggling with drugs,
deep Russia connections with
that's a lot to intake.
And it could very well be, just a regular death.
Son, I'm going straight down the middle with this.
Yeah, you got to at first.
Junior Dakotas.
Yeah,
you go straight down the middle first. If nothing deters you, you just keep going and go. All right, well, I'll accept that for now. As soon as you reach some point and go, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Like, this makes no sense. Then you got to start. Or at the beginning of the story, if there's a lie at the beginning of the story, how can the truth be at the end of the story?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's another philosophy. If you lie, if I catch the lie at the beginning of the story, then that tells me the rest of the story is bullshit. Because how am I going to start with a lie and end with the truth? Don't work like that.
Okay.
You know, just something to think about.
Yeah, so keep your eye out on that story. If it's something there, it might not be. It could be a big nothing burger, but, you know.
Yeah, but when I hear Trump, Deutsche Banks.
Banks, yeah.
Banks.
Yeah. Russia.
Russia.
Yeah.
Something reeks of foul play.
Okay. And also, I like to always point out when something like this happens, the cops are very quick to say it's no foul play without an autopsy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I just always
look, the
find
police
that.
Are the biggest. I keep telling y'all, stop. Well, not you guys, because you understand. The police are in on this. Not every single officer, not your regular guy who, you know, he's just going on the job. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the corrupt ones, which is 90% of the police department.
90%?
Dude, I'm going to say 90. Dude, they don't make no money.
90%.
Dude, they make no money. Dude. And people are offering you money and clout. Be my personal security guard. Bringing you in the inner circles to meet. Dude. And I told you, white officers in particular, when they can't become lawyers, doctors, scientists, bankers, investors, at minimum, they go, you know what? I could be a police officer and feel important above these niggas. You know what I mean? That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's my philosophy.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
This next story is interesting. Hertz car rental service. I mean, you put me onto this
bad business
a while ago. I was going to Atlanta and I was renting a car, and you were just like, "Yo, don't rent from Hertz."
Yes.
No, what happened? You was like, "It's a lot of people getting arrested because something is wrong with their system, where like people are getting arrested for false claims over stolen cars,
and the cars are not stolen.
Like the people will have the paperwork and everything, but there's something going on." And the Hertz CEO now, he pledges to do right by all the arrest victims that has happened, because they're about to shell out millions of dollars to these people.
Yes.
So, some of who went to jail.
These people, some people went to jail for 90 days.
Bro, imagine that.
Because they didn't want to plead and have grand theft, you know, grand larceny on their goddamn record.
Yeah.
They got the contract in their hand and say, look, that's they was crazy. Being pulled over at gunpoint. One lady, she did 37 years in jail. I mean, 37 days.
What?
37 days in jail. She had a kid at home. It messed her life up, and she had the rental papers in her hand. What Hertz was doing, something like, instead of them going to look for those cars, they had some glitch in the system that triggered the police department. And the police was taking people to jail, even though they had legitimate
That's
contracts.
Crazy.
And let's say you wanted to keep the car. You know, let me call up, just, you know, add the extra 2 days. The system was triggering it, and people were going to jail. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous.
That's crazy.
I'm in a hard, yo, son, what you in it for?
Car rentals.
Car rentals, nigga. Car rentals. That's my thing, my nigga. Car rentals. That shit doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, man. That'll hurt.
Some people just pleaded out because they just wanted to get back home.
Yeah.
But now you got that on your record. So now you have to fight through the system to get that stuff expunged from your record. And it's very, very bad. And I told wifey, OJ. I told wifey when she went down, don't rent from Hertz. Do not rent from Hertz.
That's crazy. So, yeah, like I said, the CEO said he would do right by them, because he knows that the people were harmed in this. You know what I'm saying? And this is what he said. This is a quote. He says, we will do right by the customers who've been negatively affected. We've changed our policies to avoid the possibility of this happening again. There were more than 230 plaintiffs suing the company for false arrests in some cases.
Mega Bill said, the name is Hertz.
Yeah.
They didn't specify how it may hurt.
Yeah.
True story.
230, that's a lot, bro.
It's a lot of people, bro. In the Atlanta area and somewhere else, it just is bad, man. You just don't want to have to deal with none of that craziness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, none of it. So I hope they get their ish together, man.
Yeah, me too. That's nuts.
That is crazy.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Again, guys, slow week.
Very slow week. Bear with us.
Slow week.
We're going to try to make a dollar out of 15 cent here.
Yes. So Pusha T's album, It's Almost Dry, hit number one.
It hit number one. Yeah.
That's right.
This is selling good.
It's his first number one album.
First time he's down with New Label. They got a death threat.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was still with...
Nah, Kanye gave him his release.
Got you.
And he signed to Def Jam, which is run by Snoop now.
Snoop runs Def Jam?
Yeah, where you been, man? Snoop runs Def Jam.
Where have I been?
Yeah, Snoop runs Def Jam. The first artist he signed to Def Jam was Benny the Butcher.
Okay, I do remember that. Okay, you're right.
Okay,
you're right.
So, I do remember that. And again, like I said, Pusha's down with Def Jam now. And Def Jam has a little bit more, you know, wherewithal to get your joint to number one.
Well, I think he went number one. Even though I loved the album, but I think he went number one.
It was okay.
It was a great album. You're bugging. You're a hater.
No, the Daytona album was fire.
This album was better. Fuego.
Not necessarily, but it was a good album. It was a good album.
Okay, but I think he benefited from dropping by himself. He was the only one that dropped.
That happens.
You know what I'm saying? Because Future dropped and he like doubled what Push did. And I don't think Future's album was that good.
Yeah. Did you hear Future's album?
I did. I thought it was okay. I'm not a big Future fan. Like he'll get like one or two songs.
No, Snoop owns the Def Row catalog, but he manages Def Jam Records. Yeah.
I think, what was I going to say? Future, he gets like a few out of me that I like. Like, okay.
I can't listen to a whole album.
I can't listen to a whole album, no.
And that's me. I just can't sit there and listen to an entire album.
I can't listen to the whole
of
album.
Of Future. But he does pull off a joint or two.
Like he got some joint called Holy Ghost, which he blacked out on. Okay. Completely blacked out on. But again, like I'm not really a big Future fan. Some people could go through all his albums and... He has like
but he has a cult following.
Yeah, exactly. So
he has a cult following, and most of these guys do. They have, you know, their own following. So you know, I guess shout out to Pusha. You know,
shouts out.
You did your numbers. It is what it is.
The album's tough. Speaking of Snoop, I did see this. Danny Boy said he was going broke because of Snoop.
Because I don't think Snoop is. Releasing his music.
Yes, because he took it off of all the DSPs, right?
Because he's gay. That's what he said.
He said
Snoop won't work with him because he's gay.
No.
I heard it come out of Danny Boy's mouth.
No, he don't believe that, right?
And that's what he said. Something about him being gay makes Snoop uncomfortable. Something with the, you know.
I mean, I thought it was because he just took the Death Row music off of streaming platforms. So that would make sense if you get royalties from the Death Row catalog.
I didn't read the story. I just heard the headlines. And he said, he literally said, Snoop won't work with me because I'm gay.
Oh, my God.
That is very homophobic of Snoop. That is very homophobic.
No, he just said that to get a click, to get the headlines.
Well, I'm just telling what the man said. I didn't put the words in the man's mouth. That is what the man said.
See, somebody said Malcolm Wright died. Let's talk about something else.
No, I'm serious. That's what he said. I'm using fake news, Tito, but...
Please tell me that's fake news. That has to be fake.
I read it. I didn't have my glasses on, but I read it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't even have to hit the alleged button.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, man. The baby is facing felony charges. It seems like he's always in the news now. Like, when rappers are always in the news for something,
I
felt like they're trying to do, like, they're just trying to condition us to go, like, if something crazy happens, like, okay, well, you know, because we just talked about him fighting the other day. They re-released his murder video.
Right.
And then now, he got... Felony charges, I think assault charges, because his man put hands on somebody. It wasn't even him.
Dude, you're the headliner, right?
That's crazy.
You're responsible for the people in your camp. That's why when you go on tour, you want to bring your man, so-and-so, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't bring him.
Yeah.
Because he don't know how to act when he get to a hotel, and we got to be smooth to move through here.
And 50 Cent's last book, he talked about, like, this, like, a couple people. He just had to, like, leave. Like, he took them on his first tour, and he was like, okay, y'all are wilding. We cannot do that here.
We cannot do that.
And they just don't get it. So, like,
because they ain't never been nowhere. Yeah. And then they go to these places and act like they fucking kids.
Yeah.
Grow up, learn how to move and conduct yourself through the hotels. Just tell the hoes what room you're going to be in and tell them to be quiet. Come on up. Ah, damn.
But, so the baby, he actually released a video showing, because the story is they were renting a property to film a video.
Okay, Airbnb.
Airbnb to film a video. Big mansion. And the guy who owned it, he had rules like not over 15 or so people that could be there. He obviously was watching his ring cam and stuff like that. So there was a lot of people. They filmed the video. What the hell? He came in, started wilding. They actually have video of him like just going on a real racist tirade before.
Yeah, somebody said he even spit on him or something. Or...
Yeah, called him a bunch of niggas and stuff like that. And then somebody from the baby's camp put hands on him. And they even screamed at him like, don't hit him.
Got you.
Because I guess like they wanted it to be on camera like, okay, he's wilding. We had to restrain him ourselves.
Right.
But the fact that they even hit him with felony charges seems like, yeah, really out for him right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It works that way. When you're on the ish list, somebody said, oh, this is live alkaline water, Soul Society NC. All right? On Instagram. Soul Society NC. Produces this live alkaline water. I have it shipped to me on a monthly basis. I usually don't allow Malcolm to drink this. I let him drink the pissy Poland Spring. But wifey just brought two of the premium waters out. I save the premiums for people who are important.
Hater.
He's not important. Drink pissy Poland.
Hater.
Because, you know, this is expensive.
And he really does it. Like, I can go back to see the other episodes. He really tell her, don't bring me.
Don't bring him out premium water.
He's a hater.
Shit, these just cost too much. I ain't fucking around. It's like me giving my kid premium water. I should, for his health. Fuck. It's cost too much, nigga. You grow up, earn your own water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to give Noble a bottle of regular water the other day.
Why would you do that?
And the way he looked at me was like, just...
Stop playing.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
But you got
to
get him... You drank water.
No, he drinks water. He drinks
that's
water,
good.
But
good.
Like...
Yeah, you drank water as a kid.
He wanted... He wanted his drinks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, yeah, understood. Understood.
My fault.
Kids are finicky like that.
Especially him.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, remember we spoke about Ghislaine Maxwell. The judge actually denied overturning her conviction again.
So, what the hell's going on now?
I have no idea. But, yo, I wanted, because a lot of people were talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case.
Uh-huh.
All over the news, all over the media.
Yes.
We watched testimony, we heard recordings, we see what's happening, and then nothing of the Ghislaine Maxwell.
Because it's
case.
Theater.
Did that even happen? You know what I'm saying?
It's theater. The Ghislaine joint is too, that's too hot.
Yeah, did that
and
even
it implements
happen?
Too many people. You know what I mean? So this is just straight theater. Didn't the girlfriend take a shit in his bed? And
yeah.
She took a shit in his bed?
Yeah.
That's theater. And him and... She's secretly recording him, cursing her out. So people like that kind of drama.
But remember, we talked about, like, just court cases going the way they're kind of supposed to go. So remember, like, when that whole stuff came out with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they destroyed his career.
Yes.
He lost a lot of money. He lost a lot of opportunities. He was supposed to be in the last movie, like, Harry Potter movie that came out. And he lost all of that. And she didn't. So now it came out that she actually lied. She flat out lied. Like the last bit of testimony that they just played her voice saying, I dare you go and tell somebody. They're not even going to believe you.
Right.
That's how they rested their case.
She should have went to jail.
Right?
So she should go to jail.
That's happening. And then today, as a matter of fact, I know this sounds crazy that we're talking about this, but the Kardashians won their $100 million defamation case
against them.
Against Black China.
Yeah.
So the women, like they showed, we're seeing now, like, if women take you to court for something, they're not automatically right about it. You know
yeah, but I think they should give China some money. Like
she was wilding. She was putting guns to his head.
Yeah, well, he's a softie.
That's not cool. No, she was wilding.
But he's soft.
No.
He's soft.
And then she did all of that and then got mad at them for not wanting for them to, like, carry on her show. Just like, the hell? Yeah. You're not going to keep getting money with us.
Yeah. Don't you have a baby by him, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's some money.
No.
But she tried to sue them witches?
Yeah.
She was out of her mind.
Yeah, exactly.
The level of sorcery?
All of them. She tried to the family.
Oh, she tried to sue the
family. The family, yeah.
She lucky she's still on Earth. They might have banished the bitch to Middle Earth somewhere. Where the fuck am I? You're in Middle Earth, bitch. You fuck with the Kardashians as a collective.
Yeah.
So I also heard Kanye in one of the episodes delivered the final sex tape.
Okay, so, but Ray J said this, he said that was a lie. He said, like, there was no final sex tape. And then in that video, they said they weren't really doing anything in that video. They were, like, just going to dinner and stuff like that. Drama. Drama, just, you know.
Drama. Drama.
Just drama.
Somebody's lying about something.
Yeah. Yo, is it true? And again, we are chatty patties tonight. But is it true? Is it true that Pete Davidson actually got Kim and Kanye's kids tattooed on his neck?
I hope that's not true, man.
Come on. I hope.
I hope that's not true because I wish a nigga would have my kids tattooed on his neck. I wish a nigga would. I mean, it's bad enough, you know, I gave you my wife. That's what he says in the City of God song. Gave you my wife, nigga. Be happy. You know what I mean? But now you're going to put my kid's name, and then you had his kid sitting on your lap.
Yeah.
This shit is getting weird, man.
And remember, Kanye came out and said, like, yo, he's made inappropriate jokes about him and babies before.
Yes.
I don't feel comfortable with him around my kids. So then you're sitting on, my kid is sitting on your lap. And then the tattoo thing, like you.
Unless they're trying to agitate this man.
Yeah, that is enough to drive you crazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Somebody says, seen Black Dot in a video with Bobby. Classic. All right. One of the classics. Got 100 of them. They say I'm a legend.
We got some stuff on in the membership as well. We have a lot of classic.
Oh, of my joints.
Yes.
But not of Bobby's joints. Yeah. I was opening up for a lot of the legends and stuff. Anywho, these bitches is witches. That rhymes. And they will send you to Middle Earth if you fuck around. So don't mess with them. There is no extra sex tape, so Malcolm.
I don't think so.
I know you had your popcorn ready.
No. And you was ready to have average. The first one was average.
Yeah.
The first one wasn't even all that.
But you know, the Pamela Anderson started all this shit.
Right, yes.
That sex tape was just something to behold. Especially at the height of who she was and
right. Who
he was. And, you know. But it is Becky's. You know,
but you know what's crazy? A lot of people, like, the way history moves now, like, she got all of those tapes, she got her tape, like, removed, just kind of wiped from the internet.
Yeah, you can do that now.
Right? And by the time, like, Odyssey's crew, like, Odyssey generation, they won't know.
No, they won't.
That's crazy.
I had to tell Eli, and it was tough, about Kobe.
Yes.
You know, he was like, well, that what happened in 2006 with Kobe? I was like, you know, some things. Yeah. And he was distraught behind that. Yeah. I said, yeah, man, well, you know. So people don't know about Magic Johnson?
No. Even though he's doing his damnedest.
That's 30 years ago, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
This generation don't know about
even
Magic.
Though, so I saw some clips from his documentary, and I didn't know that Cookie didn't move out to L.A. with him until 1991. So it's kind of confirming winning time, because he was pushing her off in winning time, and then
wait, okay, but hold on, okay, hold on. Watch me work my head, movie magic.
Go ahead.
She moves out in 91. He contacts HIV in 91.
Yeah,
she doesn't have HIV.
Facts,
but she's pregnant. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that?
You just throw it. Okay.
Whose baby is that?
Okay.
Listen, let's go through it together.
Okay.
She moves out in 91. She was in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
He out here slamming hoes, guys, CEOs, whatever. She moves out in 91. Yeah. He announces he's got the virus. She announces she's pregnant. But she don't have the virus.
And she stays.
And the baby don't have the virus.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Does that baby look like mine? And I'm just talking shit, guys. That was foul. But the movie, The Winning Time, is good. It's a very good series.
Great series, man.
That is great TV. I really am intrigued. And last episode was really touching.
Oh, man.
There's some deep stuff going on with that.
You got to watch that. Oh, we're not giving nothing away. And it's history.
Wife, like, said, I ain't see it, so don't start, Malcolm. You know how you got that, dude. No, but it's a very good episode, you know.
Dwayne Wade said he used to dress up in his sister's clothes. Thoughts and reactions.
I mean, you know, you playing in-house or something, maybe it wasn't enough females around. See, I grew up around all-girl cousins, so I didn't have to be an extra girl. I had to be the husband, the father. So it's all depending, you know. I would never put my sister's clothes on, though. No. Right. I'm good with that. I'm good.
Okay.
You know? I'm good.
Are we surprised? I am not surprised, actually.
No, I'm not. But I am to a certain degree. Like, come on, man.
Like, does he have a book coming out or something? Because it seems like he's, like, shaping up for, like, a big reveal in a book or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's trying to justify his child's behavior, you know, and stuff like that, because he's getting a lot of flack. But to each his own, man. You know, to each his own, bro. All
right, so we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we shall return, all right? And we're back.
And we're back. In the mix.
My bad.
Okay, we're in the mix. If you'd like to advertise with us.
Yes.
Sales.
At UrbanX.NYC.
At UrbanX.NYC. You can get in now.
All right.
You know what I mean? And another thing, once we start doing these free seminars, mm-hmm. after you go through a certain process, you might be ready. Take that leap. You know what I mean? We'll go extra hard, especially if we worked with you on that project to get that project ready to air. Yeah, that's a dope little segue in.
So, yeah, if you know, again, Wednesday, May 4th, 8 p.m. Via Zoom and a private Facebook.
It's also my man Dante's birthday. I just want to throw that out there. Okay. My man Dante from B-More.
Shouts out.
Shouts.
So, yeah, super dope. Super dope. Be there, and if you want to sign up, the description is in the link is in the description below.
So you are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I saw this story and I thought it was very, very interesting. So apparently, China is sewing up all of their assets, about $5 trillion worth of assets,
and they're calling them in.
They call them and they're making sure they they're secure, like they can't be affected by anything, like. A sanction like the world has been doing to Russia as a result of them invading Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Now, who has China been threatening to invade for the last, I don't know how long?
Ooh.
Taiwan.
Uh-oh.
It looks like the writing is on the wall. Like, they're trying to shore some things up so if all the countries in the world start globally sanctioning China, that they won't be affected, that their global economy won't be affected. So,
ouch.
Be on a lookout for that, because it'll be a perfect time. Everybody's focused on Ukraine. Everybody's sending billions of dollars to Ukraine.
That is a fact.
And then you got little Taiwan over there and big China looking at them like,
yeah, we can come get that.
Yeah. So,
what kind of resources are there in Taiwan?
I don't know what the beef is in Taiwan, but I know that Taiwan wants. Sees themselves as independent, same as kind of Ukraine.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Sees themselves as independent. I saw, if you guys, John Cena, the wrestler John Cena, he addressed Taiwan as its own country, and the Chinese government blacked out.
They blacked out.
He apologized.
He apologized, I remember.
Mandarin.
In Mandarin. Ain't like, that some shit?
Fluent Mandarin. I was like, I didn't even know he knew how to speak that.
Dude, that's what, see, we used to think here that, see, Mandarin is a universal Chinese language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can go to a Chinese restaurant and speak to them in Mandarin and order my food.
They be Koreans in a Chinese restaurant. But
Mandarin is, you know, I prefer to say fly lice, fly lice, you know, and they understand that too.
Yeah, when they spit.
You know, take away fly lice, you know.
They spit in your food.
No, because no.
Don't order with him.
You don't understand. They don't speak English. So they listen to you phonetically. When you niggas go, let me get pork fried rice, you know, Four chicken wings. Four chicken wings, my right? That's how they convey that shit. They don't know what you're saying, but they train them. They got these Chinese restaurant training schools, right? And they train them on how you speak and how to deal with you and how to, you know, yeah. I just made that up.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, just saying.
More serious news, like I was saying.
But that would be cool.
No, it wouldn't. No? So, yeah, it looks like China is trying to, you know, invade Taiwan.
You know it's a slow news day. I'm making shit up.
Yeah. And he with a straight face, too. Yeah. That's not scary. That's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. They got the Chinese schools, and they show, get behind the plexiglass. You get out. You pay now. You hurry up. You pay now. They hit you with the broom and shit, like when three of the niggas come in and shit. If you pay now, hurry up. And they show them how to run through the neighborhood and get all the rats. And get all the cats and get all the dogs. and I chopped them up and put the right there. That's a school.
Jesus Christ. Nancy Pelosi, she actually went to Ukraine to meet the president of Ukraine, Zelensky.
I saw that. Yeah. What's like, up with the theater? That was a lot of theater.
Bro, listen. Active war zone. Angelina Jolie was out there. Yeah. Active war zone.
That's all you needed. See, this is what I mean. Don't abandon your common sense. Who in the hell is going to an active war zone taking pictures, chilling, drinking glasses of champagne, meeting with the president? You keep fighting, she said. Don't let the bully come through. And you know, you keep doing your thing, son. She was gassing this nigga up, and then she just get on a plane and leave.
Yeah.
This is an active war zone.
Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't walk through certain parts of Brooklyn right now.
Yeah,
if a damn gang war was going on.
There's something like really wrong happening right now. The propaganda machine is working like quadruple overtime. Like
But it's a direct insult on your common sense, not even your intellectual.
But again, I said this before. The longer it goes on, I feel like the more people are just kind of going, time out. Wait a minute. First couple of weeks, remember, everybody had the Ukrainian flag, and they put the Ukrainian flag up on the NFL draft.
Yeah, yeah.
And people had to kind of, you know, pay respects, and come on.
Yeah, yeah.
But the longer it goes on, people are just going like, all right, what's happening? Is it still a war going on? How is our food affecting that? Apparently, there's going to be a fertilizer shortage.
Oh, because now they're burning more food plants down there. They're not telling you about
it. Yes. There's supposed to be going to be a fertilizer shortage, which is going to affect farmers, which is going to kind of force, and then the ladies say, well, you can never let a good crisis go to waste. So this might force farmers to go to more natural way of, you know, harvesting and stuff like that, which kind of means unnatural.
This is going to be bad.
I hope not.
I can't pass the homeless training camp. It's probably a 3-day tramp. Just like the Chinese give a camp, the homeless give a 3-day camp in Cali. You go there and you run through like underground tunnels, and you got to be able to build your tent really fast and know how to smell like doo-doo and still be able to operate. This is an amazing thing they do to prepare you for not eating. I'm not going to pass.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I remember there was a story of,
not going to pass.
You know those grates on the sidewalk?
Yes.
A guy fell through one time and it was just nothing but rats down there. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
I would have fainted. Like like I wouldn't be right today. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
So to be homeless no.
Yeah.
No.
And they be living under the tunnels.
Yeah.
Now,
no.
In the subways.
Not gonna do
like
it.
Like whole civilizations.
Mm-mm.
I can't do it.
Mm-mm.
If my Netflix ain't right, I'm like, yo, hey boo, you paid the bill. If my Netflix ain't on, and I'm not making fun of the home, but you know what I mean. I'm just not built for that shit, man.
Yeah.
So once they start the food shortage, I'm loading up.
From Skid Row, yeah.
From Skid Row, I'm loading up, bro.
From Skid Row.
I'm if you're coming out the store with a bag of snacks, I ain't lying. Especially if my daughter crying.
Y'all know the signs.
Y'all know the signs. Shit.
Oh, man.
One thing black people are not going to do is be hungry, man.
Yeah,
we are just not going to be hungry.
Somebody said, Young Thug said, poor people shouldn't have kids. That's what Young Thug said.
You can't.
That's a
weird statement to make in the sense that we all have to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to change the world around us, the only way on the planet is we gotta fuck.
Right.
And it doesn't say based on society, because I know you think rich, affluent people have brilliant kids. That's not the case. A lot of their kids are goddamn derelicts too. You know what I'm saying? So brilliance doesn't come from economics. Brilliance comes from based on the combination of your moms and pops and what channel you use to come on the planet. So LeBron James don't even know who his dad is.
Exactly.
I know who his dad is, but he don't know who his dad is. And as a result of that, it hasn't stopped his brilliance. You know, the list goes on and on and on.
His family's just probably poor. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His family, and so like, and I don't like the like I don't think it's revisionist, but like I don't like when people get to a position that start talking down on something like they were. Like you lived in these neighborhoods,
right?
That were poor. Like that's, right. That's, I don't agree with the. And I get what he's saying in the fact, in the sense that like being responsible, like you're trying to be responsible for as much as you can. Like I can't, if I can't provide for this baby. I kind of get it, but I just don't think it's fair either.
But that's not the way the spiritual order of the universe works.
Facts. Noble was a
because
mistake.
Once we start
doing that, he's here.
Like, once we start, like, this is my point.
Yeah.
Once we start regulating who can come to the planet,
yeah,
and who.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Can't based on economic status, then the world we know will change forever. A lot of these people who were down in the gutter that you didn't think were going to make it surpass all, you know, expectations. So you can't start saying, now I know what you're saying, these two chicks in the hood, like she got six kids already, like stop it, god damn it.
Yeah
but it'd be the seventh kid who'd be the be the star. No.
He get the NFL contract.
He get the contract, and he's sitting there crying, and all his brothers and sisters. So, no, this is serious shit.
No. Because you know what? This topic got a YouTuber very famous because he said black women don't love their children because they're poor and they continue to have children. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to give him any shots.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about. And
okay.
When he said it, I said, it's one of those things where, like, I get where you're going, but you're wrong, too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, see?
Like, I get what you're trying to do, but you're doing it for shock value. You're talking out your ass to
Here's the thing. Here's the thing as well. When I say I'm a spiritual being, have a human experience, most people got it twisted. They think they're human, and when they die, they will have a spiritual experience. So what the point I'm trying to make with that is this. The only purpose for fucking is to bring life to the planet.
True.
It's the circle of life. You saw Lion King? It's a circle.
Yeah.
This is how this shit works.
Yeah.
And if we stop doing that, all life as we know cease to exist. It doesn't come with circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gotta have a certain economic base to have children. No, these children have to get here. Now, as a byproduct of that, mm-hmm. we have a lot of children that probably shouldn't be here.
Right?
I mean, just in terms of the care and nurturing that they need to get. So I don't want to dismiss that aspect of it, but you never know.
No, facts.
You never, and I'm talking to my religious people who's tell me that a certain Christ energy and certain... It's going to return. It's only one way back on the planet. There's nothing that's going to just manifest from the sky and drop down and say, I'm your holy exalted one. It don't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to get fucked. Somebody got to carry this baby. And then that baby got to pop out and go through the same shit everybody else goes through. But that baby may retain its memory. It may know who it was. And its entire ancestral bloodline, it may be the one. You know what I mean? I'm always speaking about the one. We all the one. 7 million sperms, You beat them out to get here? Dude, you the one. What you make of your life is on you.
Right.
And that was an interesting 5-minute conversation.
That random.
No, because I get some people be like, man, if they don't get these goddamn kids away from me, like, you know.
I just don't like when people just, they get to a position and all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Telling you how to live your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he ain't going to see me.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, somebody in the chat keeps saying there's going to be a meteorite on Friday. I don't know how true that is.
That's a Cinco de Mayo? No, that's Thursday. Cinco de Mayo's Thursday. Friday, meteorite. Okay.
Asteroid.
Malcolm X was born in poverty. Look, the list goes on and on. If we want to start going through who was born in poverty, below the dirt level, that succumb all of these obstacles to make something of themselves. The choice is really yours. My mother was a dope fiend. My father was a hardened criminal who killed people. I'm here, chilling. Zero criminal record, never committed a crime in my life. And my resume of accomplishments, I don't brag. It's a lot of shit I've accomplished in spite of. And you know I ain't got no kidneys. Let's throw that shit in there too. Can you imagine if I had like a healthy set of kidneys, the shit I can pull off? So don't hit me with the, I grew up without my mother loving me and we grew up in spice and cheese sandwiches. I grew up on all of that shit. And most of you have too and you're still here. Make something of your life. Stop playing the church music in the background. Make something of your life. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. Yeah. So everybody's situation, it's all dependent. I've just never believed in victim consciousness. I've never believed I'm a victim of anything, even white supremacy. And I know white supremacy exists. I refuse to like be like this. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah. Eric Thomas has a new book coming out called UOU. And he is specifically talking to that, like nobody owes you anything just because you didn't have a father or something. Nobody owes you shit. Drinking that
pinky up.
Yeah, this is, yo, he's bougie.
I'm bougie.
I don't think you understand. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. Y'all don't know.
For a
man.
Nigga who ain't never had nothing,
y'all don't know.
Everything for me is premium.
God,
I'm gonna stop walking through the airport now. I told you, I'm getting my service. And I will show them my eyeball.
Especially the Atlanta airport.
My thumbs, fucking butt. 2 butt verification, that's black dot. Smell that? Yeah. I'm going to be walking. And then when I'm going to be in a cart. When you see me, I am no longer walking anywhere. So when you see me.
I don't know.
Like, that's black dot. He ain't like a wheelie. Yes. I'm not walking a goddamn place anywhere anymore. Everything is premium for me.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I get everything. Yeah, don't.
I'm getting ready to get a goddamn.
He saw the fake Jumbotron somebody had in their room.
Jumbotron.
And now we need it. How do we need it? Like, how does like?
I need that over my pool table. It's got 4 TVs. You can watch the game from any angle, Malcolm.
Why does he need it?
I need it. I got the bar, pool table, Jumbotron. I have the game going. Shooting pool, sipping champagne.
80-inch screen TV 80 already.
80-inch screen. And the same I'm going to upgrade that. I got some shit coming out of the wall of projector. Yeah, all that shit, yeah. I'm not going to lie. They not lying to you. I've worked hard. You know what I mean? So everything for me is like, yeah.
Got issues, man.
True story.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So LAPD said that they found guns at ASAP Rocky's house. So apparently the guns are legal. But they did say that they have video footage of the shooting that took place.
That may be the damaging piece. Yeah. Now, none of the guns matched, from what I understand.
Yeah.
None of the guns matched the one from the shells. However, we need to know how this video footage is going to play out. Mm-hmm. Because if it incriminates him, it could be some stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why they trying to get him right now, man?
Who?
ASAP.
Might have something to do with Rihanna. Yeah. You know, once you moving in that circle, you know, who knows?
Why they trying to get him? So we'll see what comes of that. But they didn't get any no real evidence. But they said that it's on video. So we'll see.
All right, that videotaped online. It's dudes committing crime in New York every single day on video. I'm sitting there watching it like a movie. Nobody cares anymore, bro.
It's crazy.
We've gone bonkers. This is definitely a Gotham City, man. It's bad.
I feel like a lot of these, because first of all, a lot of them are young, right? Mm-hmm. And they crash test dummies with, they kind of just don't care if they get arrested. They kind of don't care if they go to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what that's about. You know, like, I knew some dudes who were great criminals because they did not want to go to jail.
Right. The greatest of criminals, even the greatest guys who are violent, you got to understand, real gangsters move in silence.
Right, exactly.
So they don't want none of that rapper shit. They trying to move because you can't operate like that when you bring the smoke to yourself. So real gangsters don't want no beef. They want to conduct business to keep it moving. This new generation is just, they just out of control, man.
Yeah, they're cool for, and you spoke about this in your book, like urban culture, they're cool for just living for good for 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
Money, they'll take women. 2 or 3 years of the highest premium life, burn out, and go do 15.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic, but that's how we know the energy on the planet is changing. Mm. Like the psychology of this generation, these young people, it is different. You know what I mean? Part of me understands their fearlessness to go against the system, but they don't have a game plan and a blueprint in place to really take advantage of them not being afraid. You know what I mean? It's a real, you know.
So Malcolm, where your Urban X shirt at? In the laundry. I have too many Urban X shirts. Like,
I'm going to start just wearing regular shit too. <man. laughs> Send me some shit. You know, if you're a designer. You know, because I'm really big on...
Visit shopurbanx.com.
Promoting other people's
shit. I just have a lot of Urban X shirts, and like, you know, it's just...
Look, this one got a hole in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that might have happened during production, though. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
During the embroidery.
And me, I'd have sent that shit out. See, my wifey's not going to send this out.
No.
She see that? Yeah. I would have folded that shit up and been like, she'd be like, what the hell is this? Oh, I ain't see that.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
So, did you guys hear...
Tyra Banks. I heard that name in a long time.
Exactly. Tyra Banks is set to executive produce a teen drag series on Discovery Plus.
A teen drag series.
Yes.
Tyra Banks.
Called Generation Drag.
All right. She's reaching now.
Yes. The series follows five teens and their families as they anticipate their biggest drag performance at Dragutate.
How old are these teenagers? Are they 18 and above? Do they need consent from their parents? Why are you dressing kids up as drag? I'm focused on my pinky. God damn it. Go down, pinky. Go down.
There's this one kid who was on, I think, ABC Today or one of those shows, like one of those morning shows, doing like a drag performance and stuff like that, and everybody was watching and clapping and
that's sick, perverted shit.
Exactly, that is what they call in like grooming or your groomer. That's what that is.
And the fact that people are applauding that type of behavior. I'm telling you guys, the world you live in is not what you think it is.
Yeah, you know what?
It's not what you think it is.
I'm not gonna hold you. I think out of the Alphabet crew, I think it's just the T's, man. The T's, I think they're the ones.
Go back to your man, Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
It's just the T's. Like, they're the ones that just kind of.
Michael Strahan was a host on that show?
I didn't know that.
Don't say that.
I didn't know that.
Somebody said she ain't from Inglewood no more. We don't claim her.
Somebody said Michael Strahan.
Wow.
Yeah, listen, and because I think. When it comes to the bathroom stuff, when it comes to injecting kids with hormones, hormone blockers, when it comes to that stuff, that is the transgender, that's the non-binary, that's the T's. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
I think gay people, like, they stay to them, they in their community. Gay, lesbian, they in their community. Like, right. they do what they want to do.
And those are the original OGs.
And I feel like old school gay people...
You know, no pun intended.
I feel like old school gay people have a problem with this. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Yes, because they're traditional gay people, man, who have morals, and I know that sounds crazy, and values based on the laws of being gay. And then all of these new generation people coming in for attention, breaking the rules, adding other letters, combining letters to make new languages, changing the DNA of the gay. No, I'm with gay people on this. Yeah. Original gay people. I will not with the original gays.
The OGs.
The OGs. Old gays. Yeah. That's what OGs stand for. Old gays.
Original gays.
Original gays. Yeah. I'm rolling with the original gays on this. Yeah. You new gays gotta stop. Stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah. But yeah, that show is disgusting. It's coming on Discovery Plus. Discovery, remember, they kind of bought up a lot of these channels and things like that, so they're about to start getting rid of. I heard apparently there's going to be, like, really massive layoffs on CNN coming soon.
Oh, we talked about that, yeah.
No. You mean the actual network.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because the new people who own the Discovery, they're tired of the opinionated stuff,
right.
And they notice it's like a 70% drop in viewership, and people are just kind of tired of the opinion-based news. They just want news.
Gotcha.
So, we'll see.
We will see. I had four.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, is it time for a commercial?
No. Well, Leslie just spoke, so let's.
Real quick. So, before we go to commercial, Netflix canceled Meghan Markle's and Prince Harry's new animated show that they had coming out.
They had like a cartoon coming out?
Yeah, and it was supposed to, they put a lot of money. They was about to put a lot of money into it. They canceled it, yes. Wow, because they say, people don't care about this.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, but somebody on your team has got to tell you when you start out.
As a business, if you try to play to the 0.5% of the people who just seem like they're the loudest because they're on social media,
you're going to lose.
That's what happened in CNN Plus. That's what's happening to Netflix. That's what's happening to Disney. That's what's happening to all of these things. Every single time they try to reimagine something and put, you know, something quote unquote progressive into it, it fails horribly.
Yes, it does.
It does. It just does. People hate it. They see it for what it is, and they go out of their way to ruin it, to try to block it. That's why Amy Schumer's stuff, it gets negative reviews. They cut off the reviews. You get what I'm saying? Or ratings in Netflix. Remember, you could rate stuff. Remember? Mm-hmm. They cut off the ratings because of that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They tried to reduce it. Like, they just always go out their way to try to make that community happy, and it just doesn't work. And they're seeing it now. That's what business is about. You're seeing a lot of these companies go down the drain because of it. And that's what I'm saying.
And that's all Malcolm has to say about that.
Yes, and we'll go to commercial break. Get your questions ready.
Yeah, get some questions ready.
So, you want to know what we do and how we do it. Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes, so we are introducing the Family Business Course, right? Where we're teaching four different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing.
Right? And we also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before seen the footage.
Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well, who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free, and we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training, and then take that leap, and we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family, or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
What makes a great t-shirt? Is it fashion, fit, comfort? Is it what's printed on the front of the shirt? Whether it's a humorous message, political, or a social statement made to bring awareness to a noble cause? At Urban X TV, we believe that all of those things make a great t-shirt and then some. So we wanted to create a t-shirt line that was a little bolder, a little bit more challenging, one that stepped out of the boundaries. So we decided to introduce to you our not so subtle tees. It's one that speaks to the sentiments of what's going on in our environment today. It's one that will spark conversation. So log on to urbanx.nyc to pick up your not so subtle tees today, or shop urbanx.com to pick up the latest in urban apparel. We thank you for your support. Peace.
And we are back.
Thank you. Support us.
Thank you. Support our advertisers. Their information is in the description below. And if you want to join us on Wednesday, somebody just asked in the chat, hit the description below because it is not going to be in the membership.
Right, right.
Because some people don't want that because they just don't. So we are putting it somewhere totally separate for people who are actually interested in that.
Right. Only people who are going to show up there are interested in the business.
Maybe we might put a separate category in the
membership. Yeah, you know what I mean? So we don't want to, if that's not your thing and you just here for what we do, that this is fine. But if you have extra interest in starting a business, we want to be able to help you with what we've learned over the last 5 years, because we've learned a lot of stuff.
Thanks.
Over the last 5 years that we can share with you.
Yes. All right. So that information is in the description below as well. Sign up. Or text the word business to 917-810-3077.
Yes.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, speaking of business, it is Small Business Week. National Small Business Week, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
To celebrate, our good mayor, Eric Adams, was in the street, I think in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, electric sliding.
Doing the electric slide.
Doing the electric slide.
Oh, boy. He finally got a minute to relax, though. Give him that. Because he's been at press conference after press conference after press conference. But, yeah. The city is falling to pieces, and you out here electric sliding.
Yeah.
Get on your goddamn job. You wanted the job, right? The job entails that you be focused and stop these. It's crime everywhere.
Yeah.
And my bougie ass, I'm like, hello, police? Officers, there are people out here.
Yeah.
Shit. What those Negroes are doing.
Yeah, and I was going to say something. I saw this other guy, he's running for office somewhere down south, and he's having a fish fry, and I'm just like,
but see, what? That's down south flavor.
Nah,
that's
man.
That's how you connect with people.
Come on, man, stop with the fish fries.
That gets fish fry going.
Because,
yeah.
What's the name? Democrats know they're about to get their ass whipped.
It's going to be fish fries all over the south.
Yeah.
All them Democrats.
It's going to be, watch, mad Democrats, you're going to see a bunch of concerts that's going to be happening. Because Congress is going to try to get black people to turn out to vote any way they can. But
yes.
It's going to be a wrap.
Please talk about the new Karen show based on the actual actions of real Karens. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
What channel is that on? Hit me up. Let me know.
I haven't seen that either. Mm-mm. Somebody said, what about the fight? What fight? Boxing? Somebody fought?
Some women were fighting, I know that.
Where?
In the street. Dot and Malcolm, are y'all ready for the first celebration of June? To the first celebration? Really? Oh, the legal. Oh, the first.
Oh, yeah.
Official legal? Yeah, you know.
You want to go out, Brooklyn?
Do I want to go out?
It's Atlantic Ave. Are they going to do something?
On Atlantic Ave. Why? Yeah, they probably be out there selling merch.
That'd be dope. Did y'all hear about the Walt Disney Adolf Hitler documentary? No, I did not.
Nope.
I'll check that out, though. I like a good documentary.
Yes, definitely like a good doc.
Okay, I had another good story for you guys because it was interesting.
Moon Knight, I got to watch that. I heard that was pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I heard that was good.
Also, the New York City, there was another Amazon labor union vote at the second Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, and they lost that one.
Oh, so
after the first one, everybody was hype, excited.
Right, yeah.
Busting bottles, and they lost this one.
What happened?
By like 300 volts, something crazy.
What happened different?
I don't know.
Are the conditions different at that location, or have the agitators and provocateurs moved in?
That could be.
And that's the one they had your old man go there too. Bernie Sanders was there.
Mm.
He spoke. Yep. Yep, he definitely did.
Mm. But I don't know why they lost, but I know this is humbling because remember, the dude, I forget his name, the one who's the president of the Amazon Labor Union, he was talking real tough.
Yeah, yeah. And I told him, I didn't tell him, yeah. I told you guys that he's got to humble himself because you're dealing with a conglomerate on levels you couldn't possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And when you throw mud on their face, you know, it's a moral victory for you to get up there and poke your chest out, but they don't take that lightly.
Yeah.
So they'll wait until all the hoopla calm down, and then, you know, there's
and get to work. And then once they lost that first one, their lawyers went straight to work.
Immediately.
So, you know, and then, so in the actual, in the Amazon warehouses, they have like, not an app, I think it's an app within the company itself. They banned the word union. They banned the word
In the app. Yeah,
they banned all of that stuff, so you couldn't even talk about that internally.
You had to create code words.
Yeah, so they're going to work on that, and we'll see what happens, because there's four Amazon warehouses in New York City.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see what happens with the next two, but like, it just got interesting now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the playoffs. Somebody said, Kevin Ramsey said, I don't think they lose control to the Republicans. The Republicans are done. Bro, listen. Everything that is going wrong is because the Democrats control the House right now. Gas is up. Like Trevor Noah said, gas is up. Food is up. Everything is up.
Everything is up, man.
Right? And speaking of Trevor Noah, did you see any of his piece at the...
At the White House?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It was whack.
Yeah.
I used to really...
He threw a couple of jabs at Biden, but nothing...
It was very light.
Very light.
He threw most of it. He threw some jabs at Ron DeSantis, who I think is actually governing, which is, like, you don't see that anymore.
Gotcha.
Right? Biden, and he put in the Ministry of Truth. It's not called that, but
that's... Oh, that lady, he's got...
Yeah, she's bugged. She's bugged.
Oh, she's bugged.
Nina and they're calling this Jawonski, something
the
like that.
Ministry of Truth.
No, that's not the name, but it's basically what it is, right?
Gotcha.
The people got that name from the book 1984 by George Orwell, and this is basically what it is. So the czar of that governing body, her name is Nina Jawonski, something to that effect, and she is bugged. They uncovered tweets from her saying, yo, we have way too much free will. We're way too free-spirited. They need to lock us down. Something to that effect.
Oh,
they're
boy.
Exactly. Ooh. She's going to be the one in charge of determining what's disinformation and what's not. She called the Hunter Biden laptop Russian propaganda.
Wow.
It was actual fact. That this is true. So you get what I'm saying?
That's going to be bad news,
she already
guys.
Has a bias already. So
that's going to be bad news. Some people said they can't even hit the like button. Like, their like button is disengaged.
I didn't smile.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just sharing information.
Hitler also had a Ministry of Truth. Of course he did.
Lester Laird, thank you. Appreciate you.
Of course he did.
Somebody said, Dot, what would you do to combat suicides in this country? The death rate prior to the pandemic was high, just based on stress. This society... in my humble opinion, is based on keeping a certain amount of stress on the human race so that we don't have time to figure out that how imprisoned we are, if that makes any sense. So you have to pay to be born here. You have to pay to go to school here. You have to pay to eat here. You have to pay to live here.
You
have to pay to die here, right? So all of these things in what is supposed to be a free society of free will shows you, and all of these things keep a continued level of stress on us as a collective. And a lot of people can't deal with that aspect of it, and they would rather move on to whatever is next. When you couple that with war and famine and pandemics and people's life or death fight or flight mechanism is at its apex, you're going to have an influx of suicides that just take this thing off the meter. So how to combat that with it, it's a tough question, and I wish I had answers for it. You know, and let's not even talk about the food and the movies that trigger much.
Some people just implode. Like I've been saying, like it's like one thing after another all the time.
Right, it never stops. You pay a bill, you think you up, this happens, or you think society, we can breathe. Listen, we just came out of a pandemic, and war was right on the... Listen, in the pandemic, the damn George Floyd thing, these things are overlapping. We don't get a chance to breathe, and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's how magicians work, right? Misdirection. Mm-hmm. Have you looking over here and stressing on this, and it's really about something else on this planet. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are not a human being, and when you die, you get to have a spiritual experience.
Somebody uncovered this guy on Twitter. I forget his Twitter handle, but he said he was like ending his Twitter page, and he said in the last like kamikaze, if I get this channel like taken down, like, it was worth it. So he compiled tweets from the World Economic Forum. That's where they talk about globalization and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Them tweeting something, and then Elon Musk kind of tweeting the exact same thing under it.
Like, wow.
Like some time later, right? And he kind of put all their tweets together.
Together.
And he said that Elon Musk is just a part of another new world order ritual.
I can believe that.
Like they said something about the jab. He said something like, I completely support it. The science is unequivocal about it. He said something about, Tesla, or his company is actually, I want to get this right. There's something called CureVac, jab maker backed by Bill and Melinda Gates. And Elon Musk comments to CureVac, Moderna, and a few others. Tesla makes the machine that CureVac uses to go from known genome sequence to trillions of lipid-coated mRNA strands. So he has tentacles all over, and we're getting distracted in the buying of Twitter and the free speech right. and how Republicans are kind of poking their chests out.
It's the same program.
Yeah.
Anybody you think is moving freely through this matrix only has an access code based on the way the grid is set up to give them access to have more. They're at another level of the game. That's all you do. Listen, you play the video games. If you do, you put some more money in, go to high level, right? So you reach a certain level, a billion, 2 billion, 5 billion, 50 billion. It opens up other levels of the matrix, but you still a part of this system. And they be using that shit to move this thing left and right and mastering these algorithms that all go on. It's one big game here. Yeah. It's just one big game here. Your game here is to learn how to master matter. Learn how to manipulate matter. Once you do, you can leave this bitch. Go to conscious heaven. I think over here, we have a stream of...
C. Dick said meditation helps. Yeah, I saw somebody tweet like, yo, I'm kind of, somebody tweeted like, yo, I'm done tweeting about politics because it's just too much on the mental. And I completely get it, bro. It's, on non-work days, I try to stay off.
You have to.
You have to, bro, because as it's called like doom scrolling because you're just like waiting for something bad to happen. And then
that fuels you for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Like a dopamine. And then, guys, remember, what if we have the same exact powers as the elite do, but we're not allowed to access them because we're focused on all of this shit that means absolutely nothing? I love a good basketball game. I really do. It means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. Absolutely nothing. So when Stephen A. Smith, unequivocally, you're talking about a fucking game. Right? In the grand scheme of things. Yeah. So if you don't get time to meditate and focus your attention, that's the difference between those who have and those who don't. Remove all the spookism. Look at the kids who always stayed focused. I bet you if you look at their life now, they got everything they want. Look at the dude who stayed on the ball court when everybody left. He focused, and had laser focus on what he wanted. And usually, so even in life, your man and him at the club, I can't go. I got to get in this. I want to become a lawyer. Mm. I got to stay in these books. That's a focus. That is a form of meditation. You get what you want in this realm of reality when you learn how to focus. Most of us are not focused. You know what I'm saying? And it's by design. Every movie that comes out, everything that happens on Twitter, the game. And then they just put your ass on the loop. As soon as basketball season is over, baseball season is at its all-star break. As soon as that shit died down, football training camp is back. And then that shit, and then it just goes on. And that's just in sports. Let's not talk about entertainment.
Yeah.
Who gonna drop this album? And the album be full of nothing.
Yeah, and I don't want
to... Full of fucking nothing.
I don't want to get the point missed that you can't partake, right? Be woke. Take naps. You get what I'm saying? And,
yes.
And that's literally what we mean, because if we sit up here and act like we just all the time in politics and all the time
I can't.
What's happening, like, come on, I can't bro. Even, I'm not.
I can't tell you... I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, but yet every day of my life, I'm focused on just the human shit. The human shit is the shit that just keep you grounded here. You know, you have to deal with some human shit. Mm-hmm. So when we say, you know, all right, I gotta go to, you know, do this, but don't, you are bigger and greater than that. Not to get on my soapbox shit. I'm just telling you what I know. You are way bigger and greater than that. And they got it twisted. They got you thinking you a fucking human. And when you die, you're going to have this ultimate spiritual experience. That's how the hustlers move. On the chessboard and all that old kind of shit. It's the other way around. You are here to visit. You are here to learn. You are here to observe. And you are here to report back to yourself everything that you've learned here on this planet while you're here. And that's supposed to be good, bad, and indifferent, right? The universe does not understand right and wrong. Yeah, that's moral shit. It just is. And that's why these people can operate with impunity and do all kind of what you think is atrocious shit.
Yeah.
Because you think they're going to pay for it in some afterlife shit.
Yeah, that's
what that's not the way this shit works.
One of my friends said that, and it bugged me out. He was just like... We were talking about like karma. So he said, I don't believe in karma. Mm-hmm. I was like, why not? He was just like, because people do horrible things and get whatever they want. I was like, this is true, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's some people who just do.
Now, I do believe in cause and effect. That's different.
Yeah, yeah.
If I eat 50 Twinkies right now, I'm going to have to go to the hospital. That ain't got nothing to do with spookism.
Right.
But that shit is, you ate 50 Twinkies,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
You go into the hospital. Right, so there's universal laws, cause and effect, and polarity, and correspondence. Those are laws that exist wherever you go, but especially on this planet, they just are. You can't beat those laws. I'm talking about man-made things that we imply or put in. If you do this bad shit, you got to do it again. You may have to come back to this planet and learn something, but that may not necessarily be karma. You know what I mean? Again, you gotta stop thinking you're 55 years old or 28 or whatever. You're way older than that, and you're here for a purpose. So we gotta change up a lot of the shit that we've been taught and learned, but the universe wouldn't care if you chopped 9 fucking heads off.
And Ophelia, he said, somebody said, I think karma works if you believe in it. I think everything works if you believe
all
in it.
All is what? All is what? Mental.
Yeah.
So if you believe enough in it, then you are subjected to those laws.
Yeah, I think that's literally, I think that's just like the universe.
I got people who say, I don't believe in none of that shit. You know, I've been doing a 25-year study. I told you that. Yeah. On all of this shit, and I don't believe in none of this shit.
Absolutely
none of it, and I measure my life against those who do. Okay, you believe in that shit. You live in the same neighborhood I do. You make the same kind of money I do. You same amount of kids. Police fucking with you saying that. So I'm trying to measure at what point this shit you believe in has made your life greater, unless you're telling me when you die. you're going to receive something that I'm not. And nobody has returned to say, yo, facts, son. Yo, on the other side, nobody. So now you believe it. When you want to know about the unknown, you study the known, motherfucker. So all of that shit you believe, I don't believe. Listen, when I'm giving y'all the secret sauce. I've been studying all of that shit and measuring to find out how your life is greater than mine or mine is greater than yours. And my findings after 25 years of hard study, this is all bullshit. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. And I will have that whether you believe it or not. Don't get offended because I don't believe in your God. What kind of shit is that? You believe in that shit. And I'm not knocking that. Believe what you believe. Just leave me alone when I tell you that shit don't make no sense to me. It's like talking to a bag of Skittles. You tell me some nigga coming back and gonna do some shit for you. Dude. So after 25 years of hard study, none of that shit matters. I live my life by a universal principle. I don't fuck with nobody. I do, you know what I mean? I know the universal laws of right and wrong. That don't need to be taught to me. I'm trying to help people when I can. I'm trying to receive knowledge. I'm trying to live, learn, laugh, and love while I am here. That does not require me to fall under any doctrine whatsoever. But that's how I choose to live. And I've been through all the circles. I've studied. Now, that don't mean I don't study everything. I'm worldly. Your job here is to study it all. So I study all of it. But I'm not a part of none of it because I'm bigger. Imagine God naming itself. Or, you know, just imagine me being the everything. And then I get just minute and call myself iPhone or some shit. What that, like, who would do that? You see what I'm saying? When I'm bigger and greater than all of that. So I know I'm fucking with people tonight, but that's cool.
Yeah, that was a good
one. I need you to understand when you talk and build with me, I build with you as my brother or sister, and I leave whatever your beliefs are to you. I don't judge you. Those are your, that's your walk. Just respect my walk. And my walk is I am that I am. And I don't need nobody to define any of that.
And I love right now because the chat is in shambles and I love it.
Oh, yes. Great.
You know what I'm saying? People saying, I believe in this. People say, but this is a fact. People saying, I believe.
What?
I love it.
And here's the thing. You are all right.
Yes.
Based on your experiences and walk, you are all right.
I love it.
See, anybody tells you you ain't right because you ain't this and you ain't that, that's ego. And that's indoctrination. This is your walk. I'm only sharing you my last 25 years. It's been longer, but 25 concentrated. I said, this nigga say he a guru, and he just asked me for $20. This nigga, he living on his mother's couch. This nigga supposed to be a scientist. This nigga doing that. He talking about he's the exalted one for this. That nigga live right across the street. I'm saying, where are the benefits? Not just talking material. Where are the spiritual benefits that put you in a space that I am not. I haven't found it in all my walks. You know what I'm saying? Every human that's walking the earth is an equal human to me who may have studied more in a particular field, but this and that, but other than that, nah, man, I'm good. That's why I do what the fuck I want to do. I tell you, and I'm transparent, y'all. I'll eat a Twinkie. I'll do this. I'll smoke. I smoked a joint this week. I do all kind of shit. I just was in the mood. My man had some cow, he had the Snoop shit. Boo came through.
Oh, okay.
He had the Snoop California shit. Nigga, got to try this shit. But I only took two puffs. I was fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was fucked up.
Thank you for the super chat, by the way.
But guess what? I was able to have that experience.
Yeah.
I'm not going to roll up anymore.
Yeah.
I had that experience. It was a great experience. And I move on. So
with that being said,
we out of here.
We are out. No after show tonight. We will have an after show on Thursday.
For show on Thursday. Wifey literally jumped off a plane from Atlanta to come here to work the board. Let's clap that up for Wifey. That's what we call dedication. And the month just started.
Yes.
She's got extra points for employee of the month. Last month's employee went to Wifey.
No, hell no.
And she's killing me. She did a lot. Oh, you know what? Hold on. You did launch some programs.
Uh-huh.
Malcolm did launch a bunch of automated programs that we're going to run. We'll give it to Malcolm.
You're real step.
Malcolm has his picture.
You're real step.
Yeah, you got his picture.
Thank you guys so much. My
Mega Bills, you want to roll up with me when we meet? Let's do it.
Oh, you got Thursday, we'll probably have another announcement. Thursday?
Yeah, maybe Thursday.
Maybe Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe Thursday. I'm excited for that. And with that being said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate y'all. Peach.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We got to keep talking.
We got to keep talking.
See, Rusty, Rusty already.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, y'all. Later.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.